Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, March 28th, 2025. Wrapping up the week today with a few more comments from the town hall style meeting that was held in Bangor last Saturday. Congressman Jared Golden was invited but did not attend.
My name's Sean Faircloth. I'm a state rep here in the Bangor area. It's good to see you all. And I want to tell you something. The Congress has the power of the purse. And when someone guts the Environmental Protection Agency, they are violating the Constitution of the United States of America. When Donald Trump guts Social Security and harms our seniors, he is violating the Constitution of the United States of America. When he attacks our veterans, gutting veterans funding, he is violating the Constitution of the United States of America. And when he pardons thugs who violated our rights on January 6th, he is attacking the Constitution of the United States of America. And we are here. We are here to defend the Constitution of the United States of America and to defend our rights as Americans. And let me tell you something else. Somebody said something about tax the rich. Well, let me tell you. There was a fellow named Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and under him, the highest marginal tax rate was 79%. He was a privileged, rich guy, and he said, I think it's the right thing to do. He did it, and the American people loved him. Jack Kennedy lowered the tax rate, the highest marginal tax rate, to 77%. That's it. You know what it is now? Less than half of that. Tax the rich because they can pay their fair share. And you know who told us they could? Two rich guys, Jack Kennedy, Franklin Roosevelt, because they were patriotic Americans who supported justice and freedom and the American way. And make no mistake, we are the patriots, and they are attacking the American flag right now. And we are going to fight back. We are going to peacefully fight back, but we're going to take them on wherever we go. We'll protest on April 5th. We'll protest in every election. I just got elected in a special election on February 25, and I tell you, I will be with you. When this next election comes in 2026, we are organizing today because we must crush the fascist forces and do not call them anything but fascist forces. It has been said that there is nothing more important, even more than bravery in battle, is political bravery. And I'm asking every one of you to show up every day, because we are going to show them now, and we will show them in 2026. God bless America. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Representative Golden. I must say you seem quite quiet today. I'm Blaine Shaw, one of your constituents. Representative Golden, thinking of your position in Congress as an employee, you, with an employer, in this case, we, the citizens of the 2nd District of Maine, which is where I am from, and taxpayers, I ask you the following question. Say you as an employer had an employee whom you requested to meet with you to discuss their work performance and to ask them questions about their performance and to also allow them to ask you questions as well. And then, Representative Golden, say said employee refuses to meet with you with some such line of, I don't think these meetings serve much of any benefit, so I'll pass. What would your response be, Representative Golden? I'm sure there are many employers in here today at your town hall who may tell such an employee that they either meet with them or they can gather their things and leave the building. And so I ask you today, Representative Golden, what would you do if an employee refused to meet with you an employer, as you are doing to us here today? Thank you.
Those were just a few more of the comments from the constituents of Congressman Jared Golden at a town hall style meeting at the Bangor Public Library last Saturday. Golden was invited but did not attend, so the event was recorded, and organizers plan to bring a copy of the recording to his office. We contacted Golden's office earlier this week to ask for a comment and to see if he'll hold his own town hall meeting, as so many Democrats are right now. We have not yet received a response. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you on Monday.